This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
Recently, my pastor preached a sermon on lament. I began to think about the things I lament and how to approach those things while living in a fallen world. But before we talk about how to biblically approach the things that weigh heavily on our hearts, let me tell you what I'm most concerned about and how it might surprise you. I am lamenting the loss of our American Constitution. Specifically, the First Amendment. It's gone, perhaps never to return. Yes, I know, it's still there on paper, but in practice, its value has been eroded to nothing more than a suggestion. The First Amendment was first for a very good reason. The core principle of a free society is open, honest, and challenging debate. Ben Franklin rightly said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved." My friends, free speech is gone. It began on college campuses and in our education systems. The issue grew with the politically correct movement. In the name of love, so many bought into squelching any type of speech that seemed to offend or hurt. You'll see this play out in so many problems. The idea that we Christians should go along with something because it's loving. That's a whole different topic for the future, but love is so much more than feel-good placation. It's Satan's greatest tool, to twist something good just ever so much to destroy what is right. So the politically correct movement led to many other phenomena, such as cancel culture, and now people lose careers, jobs, friends, and family over what they say. Now we have a social media generation who has been educated in the politically correct cancel culture, and everyone has a platform. I've tried respectfully debating issues on social media. I get frustrated, not at the ideas, but at the inability of people to rationally debate their position. I can honestly say I've never been bothered by a position or an individual. It's more that logical debate is dead. Just challenge a left-leaning assumption and watch the vitriol and hate. There's no rational and logical back and forth that is separated from emotion, which protects from logical fallacy. Every time it ends in ad hominem, straw man, and false dichotomies, among many other fallacies. The left has very effectively silenced all debate because leftist policies rarely hold up to rational scrutiny. Therefore, they must shut debate down through identity politics, personal attacks, and name-calling. The bottom line is that the First Amendment protects all speech, even speech none of us like. All speech. I could go on and on about the whys and how we got to this point, but the bottom line is free speech and the First Amendment will never be the same again. I lament that. Now, to what to do with our lament? Well, it's easy to be overwhelmed and frustrated, but the Bible tells us to bring our laments to the Lord. He is sovereign. He is in control. And free speech or not, His plans are established. We can run to Him for comfort, and we can trust that whatever He has purposed will come to pass. Praise God that His ways are higher than ours and our most clever deliberations pale in comparison to His most basic thoughts. In lament, look to the heavens.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.